When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, let's see if we can get him some help here. Heath says, yep. Hey guys, I'm in a bit of a dilemma, and my friend thinks I should do something, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So my girlfriend and I have had a couple of breakups over the last several years, but have been together for a couple of years now consecutively.
Okay.
Things are good.
Good.
Well, a few weeks ago, she was out of town for the weekend, randomly sent me a very sexy pic.
Oh.
It was nice because she hasn't sent anything like that to me in a long time. When I asked her when she took it, she said a couple of days ago. After looking at it again, I could tell that she was lying because it wasn't taken where she lives now and was taken with the phone that she hasn't had in a few years.
Oh, my God.
I assume this pic was taken for someone else while we weren't together, since people don't just take those pics to keep for themselves, right?
Uh-huh.
How much of a big deal is this? Should I call her out for lying about when the picture was taken? Like I said, my friend said blow it up. He's never liked her, but I'm not sure. What would you do? Have you ever sent a sexy old pic to someone? Thanks. That answer is no.
I was going to say, I know what Kelly's going to say.
No. No.
That is a little bit awkward because it's on one hand, it'd be nice to, you know, get something like that. Why not? Right?
Okay.
But on the other hand,
if you notice it's not
then
recent,
you notice
and she says it's recent.
Well, if you notice that it wasn't intended for you.
Right.
Because of, you know, maybe he checked the metadata on the photo and he could see that, oh, that was from her iPhone 6.
When she was dating that guy.
When she was dating Keith.
Keith.
And he's Heath. And so, Keith.
So Heath is getting Keith's picture and he's salty.
Yeah, so I could understand how that would be a little... Like, oh, it kind of takes the shine off it.
Well, yes, but she's dating you now.
And right? She sent that to you.
Yes. So I feel like we understand when you date someone that you may not be the first person they've dated.
Well, sure. Right. Right.
That everyone's got a past. So
you're on a break.
As long as Keith isn't in the picture with her, then Heath can be okay with it. I love the fact that we've just...
Named
completely
him.
Named her fictional ex-boyfriend.
Does the fact that it's an old photo...
Does she still look like that? Then enjoy.
I mean, I don't know. I guess probably because he thought, oh, great. You know, obviously he recognized her.
I would be more concerned if she was lying about where she was and she was like in a hotel room
a couple of days ago.
Where she wasn't where she said she was going
a couple
to be.
Of days ago. And then you see a tea kettle in the background.
Right.
And it has a reflection of a dude taking a photo.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Keith!
If Keith took
Dang
the photo.
It!
Oh, we don't need Keith to take the photo.
Now we got a text from a listener who said I would 100% recycle photos. So,
okay, so
meaning,
especially if you think you look good.
So meaning if you had a photo that you thought you liked, maybe it was a little sassy,
okay,
a little sexy,
mm-hmm.
and you sent it to one boyfriend, you guys are no longer dating, you're like, I don't want to waste this.
It's a good picture.
I looked good.
Nothing takes away from the fact it's a good picture.
Hey, Heath, buddy.
Enjoy.
Enjoy this.
You're welcome.
Gem.
You're next up to enjoy me.
Yes, it was meant for
picture.
Keith at first.
We're not going to talk about that,
but
though.
We're not going to talk about that.
That's because now,
Heath, it's all you, buddy.
You get to view it.
So a lot of people are texting and saying that they've done that. Okay, so I think that's good for Heath to hear.
Exactly. That she's not the only one. She's not trying to be like deceptive. She thinks she's giving you a little gift. So enjoy the gift.
Have you ever
don't ask how the sausage is made. Enjoy the sausage, right?
Oh.
I don't think there's any sausage in that picture, though. It's good. We're fine.
I mean, there could be as a prop.
There's not.
There's
not.
We don't know. We know it was a sexy photo. We don't know what was in it. I don't know why you did.
Why did I do that?
I think the most awkward is when you receive a photo like that,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe a couple hours later, you pull up your text message to read something to someone else, and the little the little like thumbnail is right there for you, and you're like, whoop, hang on.
Hang on. Don't be looking over my shoulder.
Let me scroll through that real quick. Or if you give your phone to someone and you're hey, take a look at this photo.
Don't do that. Or
if you're
look
holding.
Look at my dog. My dog is so cute. And then you forgot that's in the camera roll too.
Right. And you flipping the camera roll going, hey, oh, look at this dog. My dog's so cute. And flipping. Whoop. Hang on, that was actually meant for Heath.
Here's the thing that I'm surprised that they haven't figured out yet on these smartphones. It's like, you can, yes, you can create albums for pictures, but it doesn't take it out of the full camera roll, right? It doesn't just move it to that album.
Right.
It still stays
in
the full camera gallery. Why did they do that? Why haven't they fixed that?
I know. I mean, we've sent people to the moon. You'd think.
You would think they could figure out how to just move the picture in to live in that album and not in the full camera roll, right?
Anyone have a fun, I sent a sexy pic story and it kind of blew up?
Got maybe seen by the wrong people.
Yes, I want to hear that. And if you want to text it to us, we can keep you anonymous if you want.
What is the matter? No, we're not soliciting for
these
pics.
Why not?
We don't need to see them.
And by the way, 502-795-1997, if you need like a second set of eyes on those pics.
Did you just say, why not? We don't need people to send us those pictures.
Well, no,
I don't need to see them.
No, the story behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You wanted to see the pictures, right?
I mean, you brought it up.
I don't need to see the pictures.
So Kelly wants to see the sexiest photo that you have in your camera roll.
No.
All right.
No.
Text it to us, 502-795-1997. Sharing is caring. All right, everybody sent an accidental text before, and that's kind of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It all kind of spawned from Heath's message to us about his girlfriend, who sent him a sexy photo, but she kind of lied about when it was taken. He could tell because wasn't the same phone she has now. And wasn't at her current place of residence.
He thinks it's from like a different era.
Yeah.
Meant for a different person.
Yeah. And
so he's kind of icked out by that.
We got a text from a listener who said, hey, sorry, Heath. Think she's cheating on you. If she lied about when she took the photo and she doesn't normally send him photos like that, it's shady.
Oh.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay, we were just telling him like, hey, it's fine, enjoy the photo. And now we're saying
maybe
be suspicious she's cheating.
Maybe.
It was meant for Keith.
Maybe not
Keith.
Dang it. We got a text from a listener. I accidentally sent my brother a boob pic when I was dating someone who had the same initial as my brother.
My God.
He's probably like, thanks, don't need it.
Hey, sis, we don't need to share everything. We don't.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, Missy. Right after my ex-husband and I divorced, we still had our phones on the same plan. One day I started getting some sexy photos of strange women.
Oh, gosh.
Family sharing was a new feature, and it wasn't deactivated.
Oh, that is the worst.
Oh, that is. Oh. By the way, we are, and I do appreciate all the photos of your cats that you're sending
us
right
now.
We're
getting lots of sexy cat pics.
I love it.
Thank you so much for that.
I absolutely love seeing all your cats.
Inundated with it.
Yes.
I like it.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. Got a text. I accidentally sent my boss a picture of my new toy meant to go to a friend. Ugh. The horror!
Adult toy?
Yes!
Did you get a response back from your boss?
Congratulations, that looks fun.
And you know, honestly, like, I feel bad for the boss because he's like, okay, like,
What do I do? I need to
delete this off my phone.
It's some sort of an HR violation.
Right,
it's
gonna
be an HR violation.
Like, I can't.
My eyes!
All right, good text. Anyways, Heath, don't know if that helped you or not, but, you know, maybe worry about Keith a little bit, but, anyways, good stuff.